Welcome everybody, shiur number 1313, and the writing is shiur number 465, 465, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Netilas Yadayim in the morning, washing what we call Negovasa, so we're just going through the halachas and seeing, you know, what it's all about. Okay, so continuing on, while reciting the bracha, a person recites the bracha on Netilas Yadayim, one should stretch out the hands as if they want to receive something, and one should lift them up to the level of the head. We learned the same thing when you're making the bracha in reference to bread, right? But then you do it when your hands are wet. Now you're supposed to, preferably one should dry the hands, okay? When you're washing for bread, you're supposed to make the bracha while the hands are still wet. In this case, you should first dry your hands and then make the bracha. So while reciting the bracha, the same thing, but the same action is done. It's not an action, but it's basically what it is. The Tehillas Yadayim, one should stretch out the hands as if they want to receive something, and to lift it up, you know, on the side of your heads, as though you're receiving like a ball, you know, lahavdil or something along those lines. In other words, one should turn the palm of the hands upwards and open them. Now, the Magen Avraham writes that one does this to show, as it were, that they want to accept the purification, the tahara that comes as a result of the Netilas Yadayim. It's like you're accepting the purification, the Netilas Yadayim. That's how it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. So now, it's important, another thing is, it's important for one to rinse out their mouth, which we spoke about in the past. It's important for one to rinse out their mouth in the morning before starting to recite the brachas or davening. The Beis Yosef writes that the reason is that one has to mention the name of Hashem, and you have to mention it with great holiness and purity, and you have to have a clean mouth. You know, overnight, a person's mouth gets has spittle in it and different things, bacteria, whatever the case might be, but it's you rinse it out, and you want to have as clean as a mouth as possible when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If for whatever reason one is unable to rinse out their mouth for medical or other reasons, one could still recite the brachas. Let's say for whatever reason a person was unable to rinse out their mouth, you would still be allowed to daven. It's not ma'akev to davening. Now, if it's a fast day, what do we do if it's a fast day? One should not rinse out their mouth, right? If it's a fast day, taka, you wake up. So then, even though it's halacha to rinse out your mouth, in that case, one should be careful not to rinse out their mouth. This is true even if one rinses out their mouth every morning. I rinse out my mouth every morning. But now, if it's a fast day, one should be careful not to rinse out their mouth. Now, but if one has great discomfort from not rinsing out their mouth, one would be allowed to rinse out their mouth on a fast day. Even on the fast day. When doing so, one should be careful to keep the head downwards. The Mishnah Berurah talks about make sure your head is down when you're rinsing out your mouth on a fast day if you feel that you're very uncomfortable, but make sure your head is down in order not to have the water go down the throat. You know, to make sure your head is down. Now, this does not include Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, it's taka will be also to rinse out one's mouth, and one should not, the Yom Kippur, it goes without saying, and even on Tisha B'Av, one should be careful not to rinse out the mouth. Now, on Tisha B'Av, if one, it is brought down, if one does really has a lot of tsar, it's really uncomfortable, so even then on Tisha B'Av it is brought down, one should be careful not to, but if one really, really needs a very much tsar and so on, some say that one could rinse out their mouth with the head down, only if they have very great discomfort. Now, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you can't do that. If there's some sort of an issue, person, of course, has to talk to a Rav and find out what to do and how to work with the situation. So that's important to keep in mind. The regular rinsing out the mouth where a person is discomfort, uncomfortable, and you hold your mouth down, in general applies to the other fast days. But when we deal with Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, one should be careful not to rinse out. One is not allowed to rinse out. But again, like we said, Tisha B'Av, if it's very, very extreme discomfort, again, making sure your head is down. Yom Kippur, definitely one could not. If there is some issue, of course, you always have to consult with your Rav and find out what to do. Thank you for listening. That's Lachem Baruch Hu Kol Tov.